This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Joined by Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and we have another guest here with us, too. Tonight, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains convene for another game in this series, 7 games in 6 days. Lake County won the first 2 games. Lansing has won the last 2, and yesterday was brilliant. Adam, before we get to our special guest, let's look back upon yesterday. Jake Garland in his Midwest League debut, and what a debut.
It was phenomenal. I mean, he goes 7 innings, gave up just 1 run, continued to get ahead of batters, and got swings and misses, Jesse. I mean, to move up from A level, where he pitched very well against Stockton, earned the upgrade here to high A, and then to come out and get 10 more strikeouts and really help propel this win yesterday for the Lansing Lugnuts. It was magnificent to see him go 7 innings and give up just 1 run.
Johnny Butler, home run leading off the bottom of the 1st inning. 2 batters later, Max Muncy went yard. It was exactly as you'd scripted in 2 hours and 9 minutes, an all-around Lugnuts win.
We've talked about it all year long. There's a specific recipe to the Lansing Lugnuts winning games. It's getting good starting pitching. It's getting runs early, taking a lead, and then holding on to win it. And that's exactly what they did yesterday. Gave up a run in the 4th, 1 in the 9th, but that's all. And they've evened up this series at 2 apiece heading into the weekend.
It's good to be balanced. Pitching, hitting, it's good to be balanced in other ways, too, especially when you're amazing. And tonight, on a Big B Coffee Grand Slam school night, we are joined by the amazing Tyler, who is going to entertain the folks out there. We have no visuals here, so it's going to be theater of the mind. Good evening. Yes. Thank you. It's so good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on air. I know we got a little bit of a delay here, so I get to take advantage of joining you guys. And what a privilege and honor just hanging out with you guys pregame. So much fun. Thanks for having me.
Let's tell the story, Adam, of the first time you saw Tyler in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, 2019. We didn't really know what to expect. We heard great things. Tyler's amazing balancing act. And then down in the half innings, we're seeing ladders, we're seeing bicycles, and they're being propelled on your face. It was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, so I don't want to take you out of asking me this question, but usually the first question people ask me is, once they see me balancing this stuff, is, okay, I got to know, how did you first discover this talent? Because it's not something you just one day decide, I'm going to balance a ladder on my face.
So you look at your chin, you look at your nose, you go, I think that this can support things.
This is going to be my job. No, I mean, it happens. So a crazy story, 11 years old is where the story goes back. I'm now 28. So this goes back 17 years ago. I was 11. I was bored one day at baseball practice, and I balanced a baseball bat on my nose. And I'm like, this is pretty cool. I can balance a baseball bat on my nose. I wonder what else I can do. So I went around my house, went around my school, and realized quickly anything I could lift, I could balance on my face first try. And when I say anything, I mean anything. I'm doing pencils and rulers and ironing boards and chairs. And, I mean, if I can lift it, I'm balancing it. So it goes back quite a while.
Now, at baseball practice, I hope that you were a good baseball player. I hope that the coaches and teammates weren't going, oh, we finally discovered your strength.
Well, most times when I say, yeah, then they're like, yeah, I'm sure, I guess baseball worked out pretty well for you, right? Ha, ha, ha. Actually, I excelled pretty good at baseball. I was able to play baseball at a high school level and a college level. I played 3 years at a D2 university in West Palm Beach. It was called Palm Beach Atlantic University. I'm not sure if you ever heard of it. But, I mean, D2 in Michigan is one thing. D2 in South Florida, I am told and I've experienced, it's like D1 almost everywhere else. I mean, you got crazy talent. I mean, I don't know when you guys start playing up here for, you know, Central Michigan or, you know, Michigan State, but our first game every year was January 31st. It's 80 degrees in West Palm Beach.
Central Michigan plays in Florida to start the
year.
That's
right. A lot of teams from the north come down for their spring break, and we play all these northern teams because it's 30 degrees and snowing, and gosh, until April. So we played January 31st. We had a 50-game schedule, and, man, it was a blast. I had a dream down there playing ball. But we're not talking here about my baseball career. My balancing career is why I'm here tonight. I'm going to be on the field, like you said, balancing some crazy stuff. And the fun part is when I'm not on the field, I go into the crowd.
What was your first big gig?
That is a great question. So started off small, doing things at my church, and then I kind of got bigger. I would say my first big gig, I mean, it's tough to say because I performed in front of crowds where there were 500, and then I performed for the Philadelphia Phillies in front of 45,000 on Ryan Howard retirement day. So I guess if we're going big gig, I'll call it the Philadelphia Phillies. It was sometime in June in 2019, 45,000 people. I'm on the field. I'm on the dugout. That was an awesome experience.
Jesse and I have become big fans every time you come to Lansing or every time we're lucky enough to go somewhere that they have you that night. What's been the reaction from the people that watch you in person for the first time?
Yeah, so it's fun. So when I do halftime shows or basketball games, you know, it's always the same thing. It's the ironing board, the chair, the bike, the wheelbarrow, and the ladder. And a lot of times people come down to me after the show and go like, okay, like, is that stuff fake? Is that like, are those fake ladders? And like, what's the trick? What's the secret? Well, when I do baseball games, they can still ask me the same question after seeing me balance a ladder and a bike on the field. But what they can explain is when I go into the crowd and I say, hey, guys, give me your stuff, and they're taking off their hats, their shoes, their gloves. They're giving me water bottles and beers. It's their stuff. But they know it's not been doctored. There's no magnets. There's no strings. So it's a talent. And one direction I want to go is a lot of times people say to me, like, what's the trick? What's the secret? I'm balancing crazy things on my face. They think I'm deceiving them, like I'm a magician. Now, for the young viewers at home, be careful here. I'm about to ruin something for you. When the magician saws the woman in half, spoiler alert, he's not actually doing it. I know some of you at home are like, "What? He's not actually sawing the woman in half." However, he's making it look pretty darn good as an illusion, and people think that's what I'm doing. Because they can't explain in their mind someone balancing a 40-foot ladder on a 40-pound ladder on their face, so they got to come up with some other narrative of how that's possible, and they think I'm tricking their mind. No, it's a talent that I have, and I'm actually doing it. So their minds are always blown no matter where I go, and it's really fun going in the crowd and really proving people wrong or just blowing the minds of the families and the kids.
It's one thing to thrill the fans. You were a baseball player. The baseball players are watching. Is there a favorite reaction that you've gotten from one of the players?
So I've been doing this for 6 years, and I do, on average, for a baseball season, between 50 and 70 games a year. And there's players that have, you know, when I come to the stadium and they see my shirt walking in, they go, oh, the balancing guy's back. And they'll go, dude, I've seen you at AA. I've seen you at single A. This is my sixth time seeing you. And he's like, I love it. And I usually, when I'm on the field, you know, all the crowd chatter kind of all blends into one just kind of white noise. Now, what does stick out, though, is the players shouting from the dugout. And I am constantly – usually it's the final performance with I'm doing the ladder. And I hear, no way, man, no way, no way, and they go nuts. And I always listen to that a little bit. But, the players enjoy it just as much as the kids. I mean, it's not a, you know, a one-age-can-enjoy-it kind of thing. You know, it's kind of like Disney movies. I mean, they're – directed toward kids, but all ages can enjoy them. And that's my show.
Is there anything you can't balance?
Yeah, so unfortunately...
I had to ask.
Yeah. No, it's a great question.
Your checkbook.
Exactly. Well, I can't balance myself, which you witnessed earlier, as some of the questions people asked me were like, wow, so are you like good at balancing on your feet? Can you do handstands? And as I turn over my elbow and display this big bruise and a swelling thing the size of a golf ball,
I'm sorry.
I took a tumble earlier as I was eating my dinner, sat down, the back leg of my chair slipped off of the ledge, and I tumbled, 3 feet down?
Yes.
And
cookie casualty.
And shook the entire press box. People in the suite 106 way over there probably heard what was going on. So... as far as things that I can't balance on my face, unfortunately, there is a weight limit. Usually around 60 pounds, I can't balance. It's not because I can't balance it. It's because I'm just not strong enough to lift it above my head. I mean, it takes a lot to get that up there and then put it on your chin, and then you got that weight going down your spine, and it just it's not, as you can imagine, it doesn't feel the best. But on the opposite spectrum, super, super small stuff I can't do either. So some people will try to be funny and say, you know, balance this bottle cap or this quarter or this – you know, 2.5-inch house key. I can't do that either. So it has to be, I usually say, bigger than a credit card, but smaller than 60 pounds. That's kind of my range. Anything between that, go for it. I'm down to balance it.
The players have an athletic trainer. They have a strength and conditioning coach. What's your strength and conditioning look like during the year?
That is a great question. And if my father's listening right now, which he's probably not, but if he is, he'd be shaking his head right now because he's been telling me for years, should really start doing some exercises or some conditioning or stretching or, I mean, whatever your – if my job is a physical job. These baseball players are on a weight program to keep up their stuff. I mean, I really should be doing something to strengthen my neck or to stretch it. I don't. Hope that doesn't come back to haunt me when I'm 40 years old and I'm walking as a hunchback. Hope I can keep it up, but there's no weight training or anything like that for me.
How much do you love coming to the Lansing Lugnuts? What's your experience been like here?
It's been great. This is my, I believe, fourth year in a row coming here. I don't count COVID because that's we don't bring that up anymore around the sports world. I mean, obviously, being a sports entertainer.
Yes.
In a year where there was no sports, and if there was sports, there was no fans. And if there were fans, you couldn't be on the field. That was a tough year for me. But we're not going to think about that. We're going to talk about the positives, and the positives are the Lansing Lugnuts. I mean, this is such a great place to be, such a cool stadium, dug into the ground. There's only a few teams around baseball that are, like, dug into the ground. I mean, I've actually never performed there, but the Frisco Rough Riders have a very similar stadium. If you've ever been there and you're driving around, you can literally drive right past the stadium and not know you're next to a minor league park because it's sunk in and the stands are at, like, at ground level. But beautiful stadium, beautiful park, beautiful city. I got nothing but good things to say about Lansing Lugnuts. Love being here.
I've got one more question.
Oh, boy.
And Adam, I don't know about you. You are a new dad. So have you tried balancing your baby yet, or are you waiting till the baby gets to be a certain age?
So this is something that while my wife was pregnant, everyone was asking me, like, oh, my gosh, you're going to have how soon till you balance the kid? And my answer was, like, they're all thinking, like, you know, weeks, months, years. And my answer to make them laugh was, how long am I going to minutes, like hours, like – wife's going to pop them out, and I'm going to start balancing it. So I have yet to figure out how I'm going to balance it. So to answer your question, I have not balanced my son yet. He is 6 months old. The issue is I can't just balance a human by itself. I have to put them on top of something. You know, for the viewers kind of imagining it at home, I have balanced dogs. I balance cats. I balance humans. And what I do is I put them on top of something. So the majority, I put them on, like, a chair or a stool and just have them sit there and say – don't move to the humans. Stay. Sit. Don't move to the dogs and cats. But yeah, eventually I'll figure out how to balance my son one day.
Tyler, this has been such a joy having you visit. Thank goodness for the delay in allowing you to come up. And we can't wait to watch you tonight, which we'll be showing on Bally Live and MILB TV.
Yeah. Well, if the listeners are listening at home and you know, the fun part about my job is, and the GMs will tell me is, like, they'll be like, Tyler, you know, one of the great things about your performance tonight was it's the top of the fourth inning. Nothing's going on. It's no one's on base. There's a 2-0 count. And all of a sudden, we hear this giant cheer from the crowd, and they can't imagine what's going on. They look over there, and I got a 40-pound wheelchair on my face. So if the viewers and listeners at home hear a random cheer in the top of the fourth inning when nothing's going on, probably a good chance it's either me balancing something or me falling down.
That'll be up to our camera operators and us to deliver the play-by-play. We look forward to seeing any prosthetic legs. Knock him dead.
Thank
Just
you, guys.
Crush it.
And welcome back,
stay
man.
Off the injured list.
Yes.
Take care of that elbow.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Lots of fun, guys.
The amazing Tyler. And before we truly let you go, people can find out more information.
Website is AmazingTyler.com. My Instagram handle is AmazingTyler1. If you just search anything that has to do with Amazing Tyler or balance, you'll find me. But those are the two places to go.
Starting lineups up next. He's Tyler. With Adam, I'm Jesse. And this is Jackson Field.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Yeah, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Time for starting lineups. Let's begin with the visiting Lake County Captains. The Captains managed by Omir Santos, and he's made out this order. Leading things off, the switch hitting second baseman Juan Brito. Batting second, switch hitting shortstop Yordis Valdez. The center fielder Jake Fox bats third, with Joe Lampe in right field cleaning up. Batting fifth, junior Sun Quintin, the switch hitting first baseman. And Jorge Burgos, the DH, bats sixth. Batting seventh in left field, Isaiah Green. Another switch hitter, the fourth. Catcher Victor Planchet bats eighth. And batting ninth, it's Christian Cairo, the third baseman, rounding off the order in support of Ethan Hankins, the hard-throwing right-hander, who is the 35th overall pick in 2018. On the other side for the Lugnuts, the right fielder Johnny Butler leads off with second baseman Steve Valenzuela batting second. Batting third, the shortstop Max Muncy. Hitting fourth, Daniel Susak, the DH. Then center fielder Junior Perez hits fifth. Batting sixth, it's the first baseman Jack Winkler. Left fielder Danny Bautista Jr. hits after him in the seventh spot. Hitting eighth, catcher CJ Rodriguez. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, the third baseman A. Uribiel Angeles, and they support the hard-throwing right-hander Jacob Waters. Adam Jackson's the Lugnuts take the field quickly. A spotlight hitter on both of these teams.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jake Fox in the three-hole for the Lake County Captains. And on the other side, let's go back to Junior Perez. He's had a good amount of home runs the last couple of weeks, and he's sitting in the four-hole today.
Hasn't he now? Not only that, he's been getting on. He's been stealing bases, too. Stole another base yesterday. Down to the field we go. We've got, two different songs that are about to be sung. We're going to hear God Bless America and then our national anthem. There are two different schools set up, third base side and first base side. And so for that, down to the field we go.
That was splendid. Double dip down there. God bless America and the national anthem from the youngsters as they file off a wet but well-maintained field as we are ready for baseball down on Jackson Field. Just about half an hour later, but the rain has cleared. It's still a muggy and overcast evening. But game 5 of 7 this week, just about ready to happen between the Lake County Captains, who come in at 19-17, third in the Midwest League East Division standings, and your Lansing Lugnuts right behind them at fourth at 17-19. It's game number 37 of 2023. And with the call, as always, the longtime voice of the Nuts, here's Jesse.
Adam. Gracias.
Donata.
Yes, here's your defensive arrangement for these Lansing Lugnuts, clad in the home white uniforms, and they're wearing their black caps, the alternate blacks with the black brims, and the silver luggy on the front. The pitcher's Jacob Waters. We'll come back to him in just a moment. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Jack Winkler's at first. At second, Saheed Valenzuela. And at short, Max Muncy with Henry Villanueva at third. In the outfield, Danny Bautista Jr.'s in left, and center, Junior Perez. And in right, Johnny Butler. Adam, as to Jacob Waters, your thoughts and keys.
Well, I think for Jacob, it's throw strikes, Jesse. I know that's cliche, but a guy that has struggled this year, ERA at 10.5. He's had 14 walks and 19 strikeouts. Opponents batting up over .320. Put it in the strike zone tonight.
Down to the field, Christiana. Play ball indeed. Perhaps you can still hear the dripping around our crowd microphone from the eaves. The players don't have to worry about that, though. Delayed before first pitch because of the rain which arrived and then departed. And it's time for some baseball.
The key departed, Jesse. It's out of here.
Now the first offering of the game at 7:34 p.m. Juan Brito grounds to short. Picked up by Muncy, throws to first. One pitch, one out. A stretch up the line for Jack Winkler. Just like that, we are underway. 1 minute before we were scheduled to resume, and officially a 29-minute delay.
Technically, we're late, but technically, we're early.
Huh. Technically.
Yeah.
Find Adam Jacks on social media at AdamJacks, A-D-A-M-J-A-K-S-A. Here's Ortiz Valdez. Who takes a ball outside. I'm at Jay Goldstress, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. Email address for the broadcast booth, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. Yordis Valdez swings and lines it. Caught on the leap by second baseman Valenzuela. Two outs. And next up, Jake Fox.
Saheed Valenzuela, everything coming his way, and he has been making those grabs over the last couple of weeks, big time with all the lefties that the Lugnuts have faced.
5'8" tall. You know, he set up a trampoline at second base before this game. Jake Fox swings at the first pitch, lines it right back to Waters, just thrust it right down on the mound. Spike it right there. 4 pitches, 3 outs, a zero in the top of the first for Jake and the Lugnuts defense. Going to the bottom of the first inning, the Lugnuts are coming up against Ethan Hankins.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jacob Waters didn't even break a sweat. Scoreless top of the first inning. Four pitches, three outs, ground out, line out, line out. And now for the bottom of the first inning, Lake County right-hander Ethan Hankins against the Lugnuts Butler, Valenzuela, and Muncy. The defense for the Caps, Planchart the catcher, Sun Quintin at first, Rito at second with Valdez at short and Cairo at third. In the outfield, Green at left, Fox in center, and Lampion right. Here's Ethan Hankins dealing. And Johnny Butler taking a called strike on the outside corner, as called by Guillermo Rodriguez. Adam, let me check in with you about the hard-throwing Ethan Hankins. First, though, the righty lets fly with an 0-1 off the Hesse. Off the inside corner, ball and a strike.
Well, it's great to see him back, Jesse. Just his third appearance since his Tommy John surgery. He's pitched just four innings this year, but as you mentioned, he can bring it with that fastball.
Deals. Outside, a Pilichek swing. Did not go, says the bases umpire Nobu Yasuda. On the count, two balls, one strike.
Compensatory pick back in 2018, number 35 overall by the Guardians.
From the first base out of the rubber, deals. Wide foul, left side, out of play. I've heard that his fastball is up to 99.
Yeah, that'll work. And that's one of the reasons he went so high, but long roads for some of these guys that experience injuries and now coming back from it, and they're slowly easing him back into it.
Johnny Butler waits. 2-2 from Hankins. Swing and a high pop-up. Left side into foul ground. The third baseman, Cairo, out of room. Falls back into the Pepsi porch stand, scooting off to the right. Johnny Butler yesterday, a couple of strikeouts both looking. You know, when he wasn't striking out, he was homering and then doubling and stealing a base. Showed off his power, showed off his speed out of the leadoff spot. Has the batting average up to an even 200. 2-2. There's the big breaking ball for a called strike three. Saw all the hitters and then got the hook. Down watching to open up the home first inning.
That's just not very fair for a batter. I mean, you get all those fastballs coming in, you're trying to time those up, and then immediately you see the breaking ball pitch for the first time, and it's right across the zone. Great pitch sequencing early by Hankins.
Here's Saheed Valenzuela. He takes a called strike at the letters on the outside corner. I say at the letters. You know how I feel, Adam. He's 5'8". He's batting out of a crouch. There's the 0-1. A curveball is served up the middle and grabbed by the pitcher, Hankins. On her hands to first, out number two. Max Muncy is the next batter.
Pitchers playing their positions well here in this first inning.
Reaction time. As a lot of pitching coaches will work with their guys on, right? After you finish the pitch, what position are you to defend? Righty, righty, two outs, nobody on. First offering taken down and away, and then bouncing away up the right side. The appeal of check swing for Muncy. Max homering yesterday after homering the day before. Four home runs this year, three of them hit against Lake County. Hankins deals up high with a fastball. Muncy's batting average, 231. Planchart the sign. Hankins the offering. On the outside corner for a called strike. I do not believe, Adam, when Muncy began this year, he batted with a closed stance. That's been a change as he takes the ball, skipping it back to the hook, 3-1.
Absolutely. That front toe pointing back almost towards Planchart there at home plate.
On deck, Daniel Susak. Three balls and a strike. Hitters count. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. It was buying.
This is the biggest part, though, Jesse, that you pointed out yesterday, and you can see the change, is his approach is different when he's got two strikes in the count.
Two strikes now. 3-2 pitch coming in. Down low, ball four. Hankins spins in frustration. Muncy draws the walk, and there's the first base runner of the ball game.
You're just seeing it so well, and the difference in that approach is just simple. I mean, you have freedom to swing as hard as you want in those first couple attempts, but when you get two strikes, you got to shorten things up, and the goal is to put it in play The number one goal, though, is make sure you don't swing when it's out of the zone, and he lays off there to become the first base runner for the Nuts.
And that brings up Daniel Susak riding an 18-game on-base streak. 6 feet, 4 inches tall. First pitch, high and outside. 1-0. Just good to have Ethan Hankins back on the mound in the first place. Coming into play today, only 5 innings the last 3 years. And 4 of those innings were this year. He deals. High fly ball foul. Out of play off the right side. 1-1. For the Cleveland Guardians organization, an organization that is so pitching rich, we can just look here with Lake County and marvel at the pitchers that they have. They're going to have a good one in the lefty Will Dion pitching later in this game. And then you bring back Hankins, healthy, working his way back. The 1-1. High fly ball pushed, foul down the right side. Strike two.
Well, we know how much the Guardians value their pitching. Every year that we visit East Lake Jesse or they visit Lansing, it's usually first, second, third, or fourth rounders that are starting games for them.
Get to see a Gavin Williams. We've gotten to see so many great arms through the years. Susak bounces left side, third baseman Cairo gloves. Goes to first, got him, heading over. The walk to Muncie stranded, a scoreless frame for Hankins. And we're going to the second inning. No score between Lansing and Lake County from Michigan State Capitol.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Amazing Tyler, an ironing board as we go to the second inning.
Simply amazing.
One inning down, no score. Jacob Waters for the Lugnuts, Ethan Hankins for the Lake County Captains.
One performance down, no falls.
No, he really did fall earlier today in the press box. If you were listening to during the pregame show, we were joined by Tyler. And he was just eating his dinner, and we have a three-step podium up above the official score. And in his chair, he went tumbling right off of it. And thank goodness he's okay and can now go through his act tonight. And so, such a joy to have him here. Joe Lampe, batting from the left side, takes a called strike on the outside corner from Jacob Waters. Waters was barely out there on the top of the first inning. Ground out, line out, line out on 4 pitches. Pitch number 2 here. Down and in. On the count, 1-1. Lampe, Sunkeen Teen, and Burgos. 4-5-6 in the Lake County order. Lefty, switch hitter, lefty. Waters kicks and deals. Inside corner, strike 2 call. So Adam, if Jacob Waters enjoys facing guys from the left side, he's going to get it a lot. He went switch, switch, lefty in the first inning. 1-2 to Lampe. Swing and a miss. Down goes Joe Lampe. Strikeout number 1 for Jacob Waters, and he put him away with the breaker.
Yeah, and he's getting it this week, with the majority being either switch or lefties. And he got it last week. West Michigan had a lot of lefties and switch hitters as well. So back-to-back, really, for all of these pitchers that are righties.
Junior Sunkeen Teen from the left side. Fouls off the first pitch, strike 1. There's that great fastball from Waters. Now, left-handed batters and right-handed batters are hitting pretty much the exact same against Jacob this year. From the first base side, kicks, offers. That shot toward short. Short hop pickup, Max Muncy. The throw to first. Yes, sir. Two gone.
It's really tough for Max. It looked like he was thinking, I might be able to catch this out of the air as is that dying low liner, but in the end, he had to take a short pick, still made it into the heel of his mitt, and then a nice strike to first base.
There's some shortstops who take a little something off of it, right, when they have some time. There's Max throwing a Jacob Waters fastball over to Jack Winkler, beating Sunkey Team by several steps. There's a foul ball off the left side, smashed and pinballing up around the concourse. Strike one for Jorge Burgos. By the way, lefties and righties this year. Lefties are hitting 321 against Waters. Righties hitting 323. That lets you know how things have gone. It has been an erratic start for a talented pitcher. Dealing low. And we just know, Adam, that at any point this year, perhaps tonight starting something, he could go out there and utterly dominate.
There's two starts that he's had, Jesse, that have been pretty good this year.
A 1-1 pitch. Chopper hit on the right side. Valenzuela to his left to grab it. The throw to first. Three up and three down for a second straight inning.
And one of them, Jesse, came against Lake County back on April 23rd. Went 3 1/3, gave up four hits and just one run.
How about that? Right now, no hits, no runs, 1.5 complete. Lansing and Lake County, no score.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ethan Hankins walked Max Muncy in the first inning, but that was all. Scoreless frame for him. Back to the mound for the bottom of the second. Nothing to nothing between Hankins' Lake County Captains and the Lansing Lugnuts. We'll send up these batters for the last of the second. Perez, Winkler, and Batista Jr. Junior Perez first. Righty deals to righty. Outside corner, strike call. Perez comes in hitting 138 with four home runs this year. Got off to a rocky start this season. The leg kick and the pinch. That's off the outside corner. No, it's not. It's on the corner. That's strike two called. Sure. Nothing and two to Junior Perez. Guillermo Rodriguez is a deliberate home plate umpire. 0-2. There's the big breaking ball called strike three. Same way that Johnny Butler went down looking in the first inning. And it's the second strikeout for Hankins. Native of Atlanta, Georgia, 6'6" tall, 200 pounds. When you're a 6'6 guy, standing on the elevated mound, tossing a north-to-south breaking ball, that is tough. So here's Jack Winkler now, lucky number 13. First offering. Low. One ball, no strikes. Winkler moving down in the Lugnuts lineup. They've moved him all about up to the... Well, he started batting second for a lot of games this year. Lines a base hit right field. Going up, oh. Down to one knee, Lampy fields and gets it in. That's a one-out single for Winkler. They've been batting second. They shifted him to the number three spot. Here he is batting sixth. And in his first game this year, batting sixth. the man who we have noted has been a pretty definitive pole hitter, using the opposite field to collect the first base hit of the ball game for either team.
Utility guy in the field defensively, and also utility guy in the order.
Hankins to Danny Bautista Jr., two-hit game yesterday. Roddy Roddy, no score, one-on-one out. Outside ball one. Winkler will run. That's the thing. Jack Winkler, seven steals, only once caught this year. Hankins holds. Ball one offering. Fly ball, right center field, hit well. Center fielder Fox out there. There's Lampe, too. Right fielder makes the catch and gets it in. Right at the very front of the warning track. Winkler back to first, two outs.
That's a good swing right there. Inside out to right center field, but a little bit too much loft under that. That's a line drive. You got a chance that thing gets up the gap, and Winkler with his speed, as you mentioned, Jesse, likes to run and steal bags, could have potentially scored.
Flag barely moving in right field. Winkler does move. C.J. Rodriguez takes a strike, and the throwdown tails right into right center field. Picked up by Fox. Winkler isn't budging off of second base. Lost his helmet. He's content with his eighth steal of the year.
Oh, that was a perfect pitch to run on. Breaking ball on the first pitch from Hankins. Winkler got a good jump, and that throw just was offline from Planchard.
You think? Just a little?
Just a little bit.
Just a little. C.J. Rodriguez count nothing and one. A Lugnuts catcher batting eight. Yesterday hit by a pitch. Here's the deal. Up high. Planchard stabbing.
Is that 50 Cent? Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Just like his first pitch toss. Just a little bit off the plate.
Yes, I remember. He wishes I forgot. I was thinking Bob Uecker a little bit outside. Rodriguez takes a called strike two from Hankins.
Just a bit outside.
C.J. Rodriguez, the native of Newport Beach, California. Out of modern day high school. Winkler in scoring position. And Rodriguez bloops it. Out in a shallow center. Second baseman Brito out. Retrieves. Side retired. Heading over. A single. A runner left in scoring position. Adam Jackson will have the call as we go to the third inning. There's no score as of yet from Lansing.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hello there as we bring you back for the top of the third. Lansing and Lake County scoreless through two innings of play. It is a soggy evening in Lansing, but the rain has passed, and we're coming up on the 8 o'clock hour here in the Eastern time zone. And the good news is we started 29 minutes past what we were expected to start, and we are rolling along. Good pitcher's battle so far between Jacob Waters and Ethan Hankins. Waters has set down the first six he's faced. Gets the bottom third of the card. First pitch, Isaiah Green rolls it over to second. Saheed Valenzuela on the fringe of the grass to his left, up with it to Winkler. One away. So Jacob Waters looks locked in. As we talked about, he has struggled this year, but two outings. Back on April 8th, his first outing of the season against Great Lakes. He gave up just one run and two hits in three innings of work with three strikeouts. And then he had a professional high, six strikeouts, and only one runner allowed against Lake County. The pitch, that's down low. One ball, no strikes to Victor Planchart. Isaiah Green, Victor Planchart, and Christian Cairo, the three batters, 7, 8, and 9 for the captains. 1-0. Line drive, Valenzuela jumping and grabs it again. Saheed in the right spot for a second time. He took away a hit from Valdez in the first. He does the same against Planchart in the third. And he continues to get the majority of the action on these balls in play. That's now the fourth ball that has come his way. Now they shift defensively. He's more shaded over towards second. The pitch. Right down the chute. Strike one. On Waters, a guy that has had high walk numbers with 18 through his first 23 innings pitch this year, is rolling it in the zone. The pitch. Down low. One ball, one strike. No score here in the top of the third. The rain you can still hear trickling down from the gutters up here at Jackson Field. 1-1. That's a little bit tall. 2-1, but the tarp was on for all of the rain that we had throughout the day today, and then great job by the Lugnut staff to clear it, and the field looks great. 2-1 pitch. Inside. Three balls and a strike, and just as we talked about, Waters, the first time he's gotten behind a batter today as he tries to work through the order perfectly one time around. Got to come back here, the 3-1. That's in the zone, outside corner, strike two. Cairo gets called back as he took a couple of steps towards first base. And now he will circle back around Rodriguez and home plate umpire Guillermo Rodriguez and dig back in from the right side. Cairo into the lineup in the nine hole today, batting 275. The payoff pitch from Waters. Ooh, and that's off the back of Cairo, a breaking ball that didn't come back down across the zone. And an HBP allows the first base runner to reach tonight for the captains. So Cairo is aboard. First time he's been plunked this year. And now up stands Juan Brito. Leadoff man, no score. We're in the top of the third. An overcast evening. Friday, May 19th. Throw back to first. Winkler, the tag down, but Cairo is there in time. Brito coming over from the Rockies organization, one of the top prospects in the Guardians org. From the left side, he waits. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That changeup dropping right out. Strike one. Actually, that looked like the two-seamer that hung low in the zone, dropped right off the table. Waters sets. Next pitch. That's in there. Strike two at the bottom of the zone. And he's quickly ahead 0-2. So going right back to his roots so far in this game, getting ahead of batters after getting behind Cairo 3-1. Runner at first, two outs. Waters throws. Down low. Good block by Rodriguez. Jacob Waters, 6'4", 22 years old, fourth rounder from West Virginia. Comes set from the chest and throws. Swing and a miss. He got Brito chasing his second strikeout, and he does give up the HBP, but that's it. Keeps it rolling through three. We're headed to the home half. No score between the Nuts and the captains at Jackson Field.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A damp night in Lansing, but baseball going on here at Jackson Field, right on the corner of Cedar, Larch, and Michigan Avenue, which runs right to the Capitol here in the Capitol City. No score to the bottom of the third. Lansing trying to change that as they will bring up 9-1-2. Aribio Angeles, Johnny Butler, and Saheed Valenzuela. Lugnuts had a walk in the first, a base hit, and a stolen base in the second. But so far, no runs. They got out to the early lead yesterday. Lugnuts looking for a third consecutive victory after winning game two of the doubleheader and winning yesterday 5-2. First pitch from Hankins. Fastball down low. Ball one. Tommy John surgery has kept him out over the last couple of years. He's limited innings to start 2023. The pitch, swatted foul. First base side. Hankins endured Tommy John surgery back in May of 2021. And now here is his third start in 2023. Back to full season ball. 1-1. Hard hit on the ground. Diving stop at third by Cairo. Up, sets, throws to first. And a beauty of a play as San Quintin snatches for the first out. Great takeaway from Cairo to rob a hard hit ball from Aribio Angeles. So almost a great way to turn the lineup card over, but instead, one out. And now here comes Johnny Butler.
We've seen some D from Cairo.
The pitch. That's inside. Ball one. Yes, we have. And he was expected to play today, but not to be at third base. They made a late change. Pitch. 1-0 is hopped over weakly towards second. Brito comes up, flips it to first. And there's quickly two outs.
No, he was expected to be the DH.
That's right.
So no need for the glove. But then the late scratch of the shortstop, Milan Tolentino, Yordis Valdez, suddenly pressed into action at short. That pushed Cairo over to third base. And suddenly Jorge Burgos, who thought that he was going to be idle, he gets the DHing role.
Makes Omir Santos look like a genius.
Right?
Defensive switch. Had a feeling. Here's Saheed Valenzuela. First pitch down low. Ball one. This guy has made all the plays over at second base. Specifically over the last 2 weeks. Lugnuts have not surrendered many errors, and they lead the league in double plays. 1-0 pitch. That's on the outside corner, strike one. Certainly helps when you have a veteran like Valenzuela up the middle. And now he's moved up because of how he's hit here in May to second in the lineup. As he wears number two, he waits. 1-1. Shot foul. Third base side. In the month of May for Valenzuela, he's batting .317 in 12 games with 13 hits. He's driven in 4 runs as well. And after he didn't play many games in April. 1-2. Up high, inside. We're even.
He was the best defensive player on his high school team. That's what the coach used him at all the important spots. He played shortstop, he played second, he played center field, even played third base. Wherever they needed him, that's where they put him.
Out of Cal State Fullerton. 2-2. Swing and a miss. That's a good high heater right there from the righty, Ethan Hankins. His third strikeout. We're scoreless through three. Off to the fourth at Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Hunger lives in neighborhoods all around us, but it doesn't have to. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Top of the fourth, Lansing and Lake County from Michigan State Capitol. The Lugnuts and Captain scoreless. Jacob Waters back out. Here's Yordy Valdez. First pitch, squares to bunt. It's down low. He lined out on a sharp shot to Valenzuela at second in his first at-bat. No hits yet given up by Jacob Waters. Just one hit for the Nuts. Ready turns and throws. Swatted foul, third base side. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight on this Friday evening. We'll play here throughout the weekend, tomorrow at 7:05, and then back for a Sunday Kids Day at 1:05 to wrap up the weekend. 1-1 pitch. Bunt shown again, but he pulls it back, and that pitch breaks inside. 2-1 to the switch hitting lefty, Yordis Valdez. Bright yellow batting gloves for Valdez, and an open stance. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a chopper, foul. Goes right past Lugnuts. That is written in cursive in white spray paint behind home plate. L-U-G-N-U-T-S. Nuts, of course, underline. Jackson Field up the first and third baselines with the Jackson Field logo. 2-2 pitch. That's outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the field looks great with all the water we endured throughout the day here in Lansing. Payoff pitch, swatted over the third baseman, Anjales, down for a base hit, and skidding on the slippery grass all the way to the wall. Around first, Valdez is into second, stops there. It's the first hit off Waters, a double to open up the fourth. Well, that's what you get with the water. It can speed up the baseball when it hits it, and the skidding there helped that get to the wall. Looked like it was probably going to be a double no matter what, but if Bautista can get over, cut that off, there's potential for him to hold Valdez to a single. Not the case, though. Valdez has his 6th double this season. So now here's Jake Fox. That's from the left side. The pitch. Up high and outside, ball one. The only batter to reach through the first 9 against Waters was Christian Cairo, the 9-hitter. He was hit by a pitch on a 3-2 count. Other than that, successfully made it through the first time in the order. Waters trying to go through it the second time. Pitch, lifted deep, left field. Backing up, Bautista didn't see it initially. Now it's over his head, and it's off the wall, bounding in front of him. Around third, in comes Valdez, and Fox replaces him at second base with an RBI double. 1-0 Captains in the fourth.
Such a strange, very late read by Danny Bautista Jr. I think, Adam, that if he reads that ball right off the bat, he understands where it's going to go. I think that's a catchable fly ball.
Do you remember last night, Clark Elliott has had some struggles out there and left reading the baseball and gotten some late reactions. I wonder if there's an odd sight line out there because, yeah, that took a long time for him to figure out where the ball was. First pitch. That's outside, ball one. So no hits and no runs through three innings against Waters. Second time through the heart of the order, back-to-back doubles. 1-0 Captains, and here's Joe Lampe. A pitch home, on the ground, over towards second. Big hop up for Valenzuela to his left. Slides along the outfield grass, makes the play. one away as Fox scurries to third.
See, if you're Jacob Waters and things start to get out of control, just have them hit it to Saheed Valenzuela.
Every time. It's remarkable. He has had a ball hit to him in every half inning. Now, we've still got a couple outs to go, but weird, it's only happened once in this fourth inning. He had back-to-back in the third, one in the second, one in the first. I guess one per half inning is right on cue. Now here's Junior San Quintin. First pitch a little bit up and outside. 1-0 Captains. They still have a runner at third with one out in the fourth.
Now we can say there are 8 of the 9 batters are hitting from the left side against Waters. And the one right-handed batter got plunked.
The pitch. That's outside. Well, I mean, that's smart from Waters, right? You want the lefties to hit it to Valenzuela. The other one you might as well just let on base.
Right, roll it over.
San Quintin. He did not roll it over in his first at-bat. Hit it the other way to Max Muncy and short. 2-0 pitch. Whacked back. Top of the netting. Strike one. Waters has looked in control, though. This arguably one of his better starts. And the second time he's faced these Captains. Go back to his last outing. He gave up 6 runs against West Michigan. Good offense. 9 runs the time before against Dayton. 2-1. Swing and a miss. San Quintin reached on an 88-mile-an-hour pitch. 2-2. Waters comes set from the stretch and throws home. That's down low. Good block by Rodriguez. Now the ball gets up the first baseline, sliding in head first. Jake Fox read it well, and he's in. It's 2-0 Captains. It was knocked down by Rodriguez, but then the ball caromed off of his padding. He didn't know where it was, and then it rolled a third of the way up the first baseline, and Fox comes in on the wild pitch. It's 2-0.
On Junior San Quintin's MLB page, I don't think that's him. It's a Bowling Green hot rod.
3-2. There's a bouncing ball towards first. 2 hops. Winkler finds it to his left. Calls off Waters. Runs to the bag. Bowling Green hot rod. Lake County captain. Either way, he's out. And there's 2 away.
He was never in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. That's so unusual to see something like that in minor league baseball.
The question is, who is that hot rod man?
Right.
For all at home that are wondering what, go to MILB.com and type in Junior San Quintin and look it up. It's not him.
No. We need to talk to Riley Edwards about this.
Yeah, we do. The pitch is a bouncing ball back. Foul from Jorge Burgos. By the way, San Quintin, a fun one. SanQuintin. Junior San Quintin. Great name. 2 outs, base is clear. 0-1. In on the hands, fisted up in the air, third base side, foul territory. Angeles charging just in front of the coach's box, makes the catch, and he will keep on running to the dugout as the Nuts are through the top of the fourth. 2 runs come in, though, on 2 doubles and a wild pitch. Last of the fourth is next. It's trivia time. Captains up 2-0.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. with Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, the captains break the scoreless tie as we bring it back to the bottom of the fourth. Now 2-0 as Max Muncy will try and get something going for the Nuts. A couple of doubles by Valdez and Fox, their second time up tonight against Waters. And a wild pitch as well brings in that second run. So Lansing with work to do. Muncy from the right side, the first pitch coming home. And that's a little bit high, ball one, as we've got Will Dion into the game now as he replaces Ethan Hankins. Goes 3 innings tonight. So his longest outing of the year. Still limited after coming back from Tommy John. 1-0. Swing and a miss. And Muncy with a 1-1 count.
So if you are ready to see the Clayton Kershaw of the Midwest League, here we are.
Yes, I can tell. Slowly with the delivery. And the lefty turns, kicks, waits, and throws. And that's fouled back. One ball, two strike. You got to hold that leg in the air for a while before you make the pitch.
That's so great. When the Lugnuts saw him earlier this year, he pitched really well against them, too.
Kershaw, I think it's a little bit higher leg kick, though, right?
Oh, look at you picking nits.
There's nothing wrong with it. I just observing. 1-2 pitch. Throws. Swing and a miss. And Max is down. That's the first strikeout for Dion and the fourth for Captain's pitching.
I would say that Lake County should be highly encouraged by how Ethan Hankins pitched in this game.
Absolutely. He goes 3 innings, gave up 1 hit, 1 walk, no runs, and had 3 strikeouts. Very well done in a short stint.
We heard his velocity was about 92 to 95.
The pitch home. Daniel Susak takes it at the bottom of the zone. Strike one, 2-0 Captains. Bottom four. Susak grounded out to third in his first at-bat. The pitch home. On the bottom of the zone again. No balls, 2 strikes. So his delivery, it's almost like he stops at each point. It's not continuous. So here we go. Uplift the leg. Stop. Bring it down. Throws. Swing and a miss.
I was about to tell you, Adam. I know he's been challenging with the fastball to start, first with Muncy and then Susak. It was his hook that really impressed me in Eastlake, and he just broke off a dandy.
He's got it all working so far. Back-to-back strikeouts of the first-rounders over the last 2 years by the Oakland Athletics. No slouch through the middle of this order. Now here's another guy that can swing it well, Junior Perez. Going to have to wait, though, as the baseball goes free down the left field line as the captain's with an arm warming out there. That's Ethan Hankins actually just throwing the ball more, a little side session after his outing. The pitch. Hopped on the ground right to Cairo. Sets, throws across the diamond, and that will do it for the Nuts. 8 pitches is all it took in Will Dion's first half inning. We are through four. We forgot trivia, so I guess Jesse, actually, this works better. Jesse came up with the question tonight. He'll give it to you in the fifth. 2-0 Captains at Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, with Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Glad to have you along here with us. Ryan Shore also joining us here on the broadcast booth. Glad to have him here on Michigan Avenue between Cedar and Larch Streets, downtown Lansing. 2-0 Lake County leads, start up the fifth. Jacob Waters deals. Isaiah Green takes a called strike one. Waters working the outside corner. 7-8-9 and Green, Planchard, and Cairo. As Adam promised, I will deliver. We'll have trivia. A one. Curveball down and in. Ball and a strike on Green, who grounded out to second his first time.
I really wasn't trying to plan it that way. It just kind of worked out.
What if you were trying to plan a chart?
Uh-huh.
That guy's on deck. Green swings and flies it foul out of play to the left side. Strike two.
It's all coming together in this fifth inning.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Get a chart and everything. It all works out.
We are your A team of the Midwest League. High A. High A team. Waters deals. Buried it. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Some would say the high A's.
Some would. Lansing is the high A affiliate of the Oakland A's. Midland would therefore be the double A's. Las Vegas triple A's. Stockton A's. 2-2. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Didn't get the call. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
What are the A's then? Are they the quad A's or?
They're the A's, A's. Major League A's. Don't call them the 4A's. 3-2. Stays outside. Ball 4. Green is on. Walk number 1. Issued by Waters, who has limited the base runners. Set down the first 8 batters that he faced before hitting Christian Cairo in the 3rd. Then he struck out Juan Brito and ended the frame. The 4th inning. It began with the back-to-back doubles by Valdez and Fox. And then Waters set down the next 3. But the runs scored. Fox doubling home Valdez and then coming in on a wild pitch, and hence 2-0 Lake County. Waters can get grounders. This is a double play situation. Victor Planchard, a ground ball down, foul up the first base side, strike 1. So your Lugnuts trivia question of the game. Only once has a Lugnut, former Lugnut, been a catcher in the major leagues and caught a no-hitter. Who is the only Lugnut to catch a major league no-hitter. Swing and a miss by Planchard, strike 2. That is your trivia question of the game. Name the Lugnuts alum to catch a no-hitter in the major leagues. Email in jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com or tweet at us, message us any way that you know possible at Adam Jaxa, at jgoldstress. I'll get messages every which way. I'll get them on LinkedIn. Who knows? Send us a carrier pigeon. Foul ball, out of play to the left, 0-2 Planchard. If you know smoke signals, if you are somebody who is out in the outfield loft departments in dead center field, write it on a banner and stretch it out over your balcony window.
Send in to our instant messenger, AIM, AOL.
My away message is up. Pick off out of first base and the runner's back in safely.
How long are you out for?
I've been out for years. Years and years. Oh, man.
Still waiting for that comeback.
An 0-2 pitch to Planchard. Down low. I could tell you, my AIM name, since I won't be signing it anytime soon, was JDG-S, the hyphen written out, H-Y-P-H-E-N-S.
That is such a Jesse thing to do. I love it.
1-2. Inside. Catcher Rodriguez is being active behind home plate. What was your name?
It's not good. AJ Baller, 289. I'm not proud.
You're such a baller. Shot caller.
20-inch blade.
I wish I was a baller. Wish I were a little bit taller. On the 2-2. Stays down and away. Well, Waters got out in front of Green and walked him. He got out in front of Planchard, and the count is now 3-2. Christian Cairo, the number 9 hitter's on deck. Nobody out. 2-0 Lake County batting in the 5th. Payoff, outside for ball 4. Well now.
Did you have cool things in your profile when people came to check in and go, who's Jesse? What do we have in here?
I generally had baseball things. Come on now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Don Schulze, the pitching coach, goes out for a visit. I don't know, Jackie Robinson quotes? I'm not that much different from back then. I just weigh more. Got more gray hair.
You're seasoned.
Sure. And they're milling about in the Lansing pen up the right side. Is for Waters, it's not like these are four-pitch walks. It's simply Jacob looking for that put-away pitch, unable to get it. Suddenly the count goes full, and then not executing.
And you really want him to find a way to bring this in, reel it in, I guess, because he's pitched pretty well tonight. I mean, you give up those two doubles and then a wild scenario where, yes, it was a wild pitch, but Rodriguez had blocked it and then kind of kicked it around because he couldn't find it. That brings in the second run. Other than that sequence, he's been good here through four innings. So now testing it as the walks have been up this season. Can he command it and find a way to work around this jam he's created in the fifth?
Christian Cairo hit by a pitch his first time. 2-1, none out. It's a perfect time for a triple play. 2-0 Lake County, first pitch. Outside, ball one. Adam, I'd like to contrast Jacob Waters with the Lugnuts starting pitcher from yesterday, Jake Garland. Two guys, same first name. Couple of Jakes. That's down low, knocked down by Rodriguez. Jake Garland doesn't throw 95 to 97. He's in the low 90s. But we saw with Garland that of his four pitches, he was mixing them about, keeping Lake County off balance, and locating them well. You've got a pitcher here in Waters. The ceiling is enormous. And just trying to find that same kind of command that Garland showed yesterday. 2-0, swing and a miss. Where Garland is right now, Waters isn't, but he's driving there. That is the fun part of the minor leagues, is that you can see two pitchers in back-to-back days. Big guys, Garland 6'5", Waters 6'4". Different stages. Time called and requested by the batter. And you know where everyone's trying to go. Everyone's trying to go to the major leagues. And they're right now teammates. And they're pitching side-by-side in the starting rotation. And it's fun to watch where each of them are and how each of them progress from here. They've each got things that they're working on, very different things. Two balls and a strike. Waters delivers, and that's grounded foul off the railing of the third base side dugout. Count is 2-2.
It's just like everybody in life. Everybody's path is different. Everybody's time frame is different. And for all of these pitchers, for all of these players, they're all working on something. And eventually, some will get promoted earlier than others, and hope some will make it to the major leagues, others won't. But Waters is a classic A's pick, right? Where they've taken guys that have struggled with command. We look at a guy like Blake Beers at Michigan. He didn't have that great command, but he comes into this organization and he's been excellent. It's the same type of thing. Maybe this is just a figure-it-out year for Waters, get that command intact, and that's how he starts to progress up the system.
Leadoff man, Juan Brito on deck, Green at second, Planchard at first. The 2-2. A bouncing ball hit toward third. Anales comes in, bare hands, throws to first. It's not in time. Cairo beats out the infield single, and that loads up the bases.
Oh, that's too bad right there for Waters. You get the weak contact right to your teammate over at third base. Anales does everything he can. He's got to bare hand it because it's so slowly hit. But great speed by Cairo. And a golden opportunity for the captains as they turn the card over with the bases loaded and nobody out.
Juan Brito unsuccessful in two trips. A ground out to short, a strikeout swinging for the switch-hitting second baseman batting left. 2-0 captains, first pitch. He taps it foul beyond the catcher Rodriguez. You say classic A's pick. Blake Beers, Jacob Waters, Jack Perkins, the great stuff. The guys working toward their command. And then I think about the other side of the coin, which is the Mac Lardner, John Beller, Jack on the Velo boys.
No, Jesse. I'm just talking about Beers and Waters. The
liquids.
The drink selections. Yes.
Strike one offering. Brito hits it high in the air out to left center field. Center fielder Perez rounds right. He's got it with the catch. Runners tag from all three bases. Though goes into third. Adelaide's tag and got him. Landshark tagged out as Green tags and scores from third, and Cairo advances to second. It's 3-0 Lake County on the sack fly, which turns into a double play.
Don't run on Junior Perez. That arm is lethal. And then over at third, I don't know if anybody does this better than Arribio Angeles. The acting, not knowing the runner doesn't think the ball's coming. He's just standing there almost like a statue and then is able to apply the tag. But what a sequence right there for the Nuts. You give up the run, but you get two outs. Sharp throw by Perez.
Yes, indeed. Now Yordis Valdez. Runner takes off. The pitch called a strike. Throw down to third base. Angeles is tagged late. A steal of third for Christian Cairo. Cairo notches his third steal of the year. And the Lansing pen, action. Meanwhile, Jacob Waters looks for the final out of this fifth inning. Deals high. You go back. This is a professional high for innings for Waters in an outing. Try to say that three times fast. One and one. Valdez swings, bounces down toward first, wide of the bag and foul. One and two.
Just wanted to check in. No RBI because of a double play, right?
No, I actually think you get it. RBI, yes. It's different, you know, when there's a ground ball double play as compared to a sack fly double play. Ah, the intricacies. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball. Rodriguez couldn't find it, but Valdez just gives up, waves the white flag, heads back to the dugout, the side retired, and Waters strikes out his third. But in the top of the fifth inning, one run, two walks, and a single. Jacob Waters did limit the damage, strands Cairo at third base, and we move to the last of the fifth, where half under the house. Amazing Tyler back onto the field with a bike. Lugnuts trailing Lake County, 3-0.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Dion completes his warm-up tosses, and let us move to the last of the fifth, a 3-0 lead at his back. The Lugnuts only one hit so far. That was attained in the second inning. Single to right field, sharply struck by Jack Winkler. That against the starter for Lake County, Ethan Hankins. And it's Winkler who opens up this last of the fifth, his first time up against Dion. Winkler, Batista Jr., and Rodriguez. Here's the first offering. Off speed, down and away. One ball, no strikes. Jack Winkler out of Littleton, Colorado. Right-handed batter waits. Here it comes. Now tipped into, then out of the mitt of catcher Planchard. And then off to San Francisco, a San Francisco Don. Winkler was in the lineup when the Lugnuts first faced Will Dion back on April the 20th on the 1-1. He rips a line drive in the left field for a base hit. Isaiah Green goes into a full-on slide to stop it. Winkler on first base won't even try it. Strunk, though, comes in off the line, off of second base, but it's knocked down by Brito. And for Jack Winkler, it's simply another roped single. That'll bring up Danny Bautista Jr. Adam, going back to check on how Dion did against the Lugnuts the first time around, he went 3 2/3 innings on April the 20th. He allowed only one hit and one run. The one hit, a Lázaro Armenteros triple. A throw over to first base, Winkler back in standing. And I remember that too. That was very similar to what we just saw from Winkler. It was Dion trying to work in on the hands of a right-handed batter. And Lázaro just ripped it up the left side. In this case, Isaiah Green with a full-on slide holds Winkler to only a base. Bautista Jr. takes the ball high.
Lázaro Armenteros, he had a pretty good start to the year, huh?
I mean, yeah, I should say so.
Mm-hmm.
Earned himself a promotion up to Double A. Ball one delivery. Golfed into left center field. That's a base hit, and that's going all the way to the wall. Winkler gets the windmill. He's around third. He's coming for home, scoring ahead of the relay. Danny Bautista Jr. doubles him in, and the Lugnuts trail 3-1.
Bautista just keeps on hitting, and he has added some depth to this Lugnuts 9. Big-time swing, again with the grass being wet. That ball is skipping a little quicker. And Jack Winkler, great speed, and the Nuts needed to get on the board, and they find a way here in the fifth.
Yes, sir. So that brings up C.J. Rodriguez as the Lugnuts look to keep things going. Rodriguez, a pop out to second, his first time. That's a couple of barrels against Dion. Rodriguez was not in the order against Dion that first time around, so here's his first at-bat against the southpaw. Dion deals. High, ball one.
You checked in on old Lacerito, see how well he's doing through eight games, Jesse?
You bet I have.
12 RBI, he's already collected 3 home runs, 4 extra base hits.
Look at the walks, too.
I love that.
Ground ball, left side. The shortstop, Valdez, comes in, gloves, throws to first to get the out. Although Bautista Jr. holds it second because the play was in front of him. One down.
You know me, the walk's the first thing I look at, especially with how Lázaro was seeing the ball here in Lansing. 10 strikeouts for a power hitter and a guy that really struggled with strikeouts in Stockton in his first couple of years here in Lansing. And he's got 9 walks as well.
Yes, he does. He's in the starting lineup tonight for Midland. Ari Bielanles is the batter. The deal. Fly ball served out to right field. Joe Lampe to his left. He's under. He's got the catch. At second base, Bautista Jr. just takes a couple of steps, draws the throw. Strong throw by Lampe. 2 outs. Lázaro Armenteros in the starting lineup tonight. Scheduled to bat fifth and play in right field.
I mean, That's going to turn into an unreal story if he makes it up there. 2019, 459 at-bats. He struck out 227 times in Stockton.
Yes.
And the growth that he's made, as we talk about players going at their own speed, getting better and better through the minors, he's doing it right now.
Johnny Butler takes the ball outside. Lugnuts down 3-1 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lázaro Armenteros was first signed as an international free agent out of Cuba. Probably the most acclaimed international free agent going. It's ball low, 2-0. I mean, the international free agent market around that time, think about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Fernando Tatis Jr. There comes the 2-0. Strike called from Dion.
Behind the scenes, we run social media and do all sorts of stuff. And there's two players, Jesse, that I can think of that got more comments than any others through the A's organization from people looking and scoreboard watching on how they did. He was one, and there was one more you probably can guess.
Austin Beck.
Uh-huh.
Butler takes ball three, bending outside.
High expectations for both guys that were high picks or high selections by the A's.
I mean, it has not been the same for, let's say, a Max Muncy or Daniel Susak yet. Two first-rounders. Three balls and a strike. Deion Dealz. Butler, it's a high fly out in a shallow left center. From center field, Jake Fox is below it. Makes a one-handed catch, and the Lugnuts leave Danny Bautista Jr. at second base. But he did double in Jack Winkler. And as we go to the sixth inning, the Lugnuts are on the scoreboard, trailing Lake County, 3-1.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Jacob Waters' career high entering play today was just four innings plus, but he goes to the mound for the top of the sixth inning. The Lugnuts are down 3-1. Two runs for the Lake County Captains in the fourth, and then one more in the fifth against Jake. I'll take on 3-4-5. That's Fox, Lampy, and Sun King team for the Cleveland Guardians High A affiliate. And all the while, up in the bullpen behind him, Mac Lardner is warming up. Had a chance to say hello to Mac's dad, his mom, and his younger brother Robbie earlier today. Waters throws. Inside corner, strike one called to Jake Fox, batting left. Fox is 1-for-2 with a line out back to Waters and an RBI double and a run scored. A one. A curveball is grounded on the right side. Valenzuela ranging left, dropped it after he reached it, and the runner reaches. Fox is on, opening up the sixth inning. We'll check in with the official score. Her rules single. That's one of those where it's an above-average effort play. See, Valenzuela likely upset with himself for dropping it after he got there, but he had to really plug it to his left. And now Waters against Joe Lampy, whom he's handled twice, strikeout swinging, on a ground out to second. 3-1 Lake County. Captains just collected their fourth hit. The pitch, down and away with the off-speed. One ball, no strikes. Fox edges away from first. The deal. That's down and in. Jake Fox 1-for-2 and attempting steals. Although we have seen teams be highly aggressive against Waters this year. They have tried him 11 times, the 11th being last inning by Christian Cairo. And they have 10 steals. Pitch high. And now it's 3-0 on Lampy. Dangerous Joe Lampy, getting time granted. Against Jacob Waters out of Rocky Gap, Virginia. Located right near the West Virginia border. Very close to Bluefield, which we got to know very well back when the Lugnuts were a Toronto Blue Jays single-A affiliate. Bluefield directly below them. The pitch. Inside, ball four. Lampy is on. Outfield single and a walk to open up the sixth inning. I asked Jacob Waters if he ever attended Bluefield games. The Bluefield Orioles for years and years before becoming the Bluefield Blue Jays. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., among others, coming from the Bluefield Blue Jays up to the Lugnuts. Here comes Don Schulze, the pitching coach, for a visit. Rocky Gap, as you might imagine, in the Appalachians. Full confab on the mound. The infielders Antelias, Muncy, Valenzuela, Winkler, and Rodriguez around the pitcher Waters and the pitching coach Schulze.
You ever been?
To Bluefield? Never been.
Neither have I.
The amazing thing about Bluefield,
yeah.
there are a couple of amazing facts. One is that it's in both Virginia and West Virginia. The borderline of the states runs through the parking lot. The other thing is, do you know about the free lemonade?
No, I knew about that part.
So it's whenever the temperature rises above a certain point, because of where it's tucked within the Appalachians, that gives it great built-in air conditioning. No heat reaches. So if ever it actually gets hot, because it's so rare, everybody in town gets free lemonade.
Interesting.
It's amazing. Anyway, that's right near Rocky Gap where Jacob Waters comes from.
We gotta go visit.
I would love it. Two on, nobody out. Junior Sun Quintin takes the ball outside. Jacob Waters, while growing up, was a tremendous basketball player in addition to being a great baseball player. Bland County High School. Adam, they were the Rockets, which, I mean, if you're thinking about basketball names, there's a basketball name. So we're going to miss by Sun Quintin. One ball, one strike.
I can imagine he's a pretty formidable opponent.
Yeah.
With his size on the court.
Scored 45 points in one game. Also, football star. Three-sport guy at Bland County. Waters deals. Bounced that one down. Blocked well by Rodriguez. Have you noticed that the Lugnuts, wherever they go, bring a football?
Absolutely.
I'm noticing that with every team in the Midwest League, Lake County, I'm holding the door open for the players when they arrived. And here comes the player with that football.
Baum's ball, right? That's Tyler's football.
Well, the original story that I got was Cooper Yule, who is now with Stockton, was
yeah.
the initial guy to start bringing that football around, right?
Yeah, and then Tyler said that he got it from him and
That's
started
right.
bringing the ball.
It's great. Visit the mound by C.J. Rodriguez. You just get the feeling here that this is going to be it for Jacob Waters, however things go for Junior Sun Quintin. Right now it's five innings plus two batters. Box the infield single, Lampy the walk, two balls, one strike. Mack Lardner ready in the pen. It's a tight game. Lake County 3, Lansing 1. Sun Quintin 0 for 2, 2 grounders. Spin about, had a look back to the runner at second. Well, that drew a smile, at least from Jake Fox. Fox, the youngest player for either of these teams. He's 20. Waters deals. A bouncer foul at home. 2-2. Trying to rear back. Fire one more great pitch. Just execute to finish this outing. Now, it's not a bad pitch count for Waters. Currently, I've got him at him at unofficially 78 pitches, 44 strikes. Oh, we've got a pitch clock violation. Pitch clock violation on Waters makes it 3-2.
That's not going to help you at the end of your outing when you're already tired and fighting to hit the zone.
Switch inning, Sun Quintin, batting left. A native of Bani, Dominican Republic. Payoff. Swing and a miss. He got him. The breaking ball from Waters. And there's strikeout number 4. One down, top of the 6th. Brilliant.
Yeah, that'll help with the pitch clock infraction. Throw that nasty breaking ball. Big time out with 2 on, and you're looking at a potential bases loaded, nobody out situation again in back-to-back innings. Big time pitch.
It's not Waters' last batter either. Here's Jorge Burgos. You know a double play ball would end this 6th. Burgos is 0 for 2. He rips a line drive to right. There's Johnny Butler, and it bounces in front of him for a base hit. Butler plays it into first base. They go station to station. That ball nearly hung up there. At second base, Fox was cautious. At first base, Joe Lampe was not. Johnny Butler had to decide, do I dive? Do I let it bounce in? It fell. Burgos at first, Lampe at second, Fox at third. Only one man out, and Isaiah Green the batter against Jacob Waters.
All things considered, on a tweener ball, Johnny Butler did a pretty good job. That one came up to him quickly after he had to hold up on it.
Like a catcher, right? Knock it down. Green takes a called strike on the outside corner.
Wow, that breaking ball at the end of this outing right here is looking excellent from Waters.
This is such a pivotal moment in this game. Lake County looking for some distance with their current two-run lead. Waters deals. Ground ball hit toward short. Muncy grabs, feeds second one. Turn it to first. Not in time. Green beats it out. In from third, Fox. To third, Lampe. Two outs. 4-1, Lake County. On the RBI fielder's choice for Green.
Yeah, it's hit too hard to the right of Muncy, but it wasn't hit hard enough for him to be able to get it over to third where he's looking when he gets the ball. So he's got a long throw in the hole at short, back to second. And because of that, good speed by Green to beat it out and score the run.
Waters now to Victor Planchart, looking for that third out to finish six. Kicks and deals. High, ball one. Well, they're letting him finish this top of the sixth inning, right? It was single, it was walk, there was the delay, there was the Schulze visit, there was the Rodriguez visit. Waters with the 1-0. Inside, two balls and no strikes. Planchard is lined to second. His last time up, he worked a walk on a 3-2 pitch. Green at first, Lampe at third. The deal, down and away, bounces away from Rodriguez. Green at first base stared. That didn't go. And I'm looking at his first base coach, Kyle Lindquist. Did you read that Lindquist body language?
Probably something of sort of, what are you doing?
I think he was wondering. Isaiah Green played it cautiously. This is a 3-0. And a swinging away and a foul up at a sweet level. Three balls, one strike.
Well, you know why he may be thinking cautiously. Double play in the last half inning, right? I mean, the bases loaded, hit to center, and Ben Perez threw him out at third.
Blanchard takes ball four. Now he went. That ball was dropped by Rodriguez, and Isaiah Green went tearing for second base. But that'll do it for Jacob Waters. Craig Conklin out of the dugout. Bases loaded on the walk to Planchart. Planchart to first, Green to second, Lampe at third, and here is the call to Matt Lardner.
Well, I think there's growth in that start right there from Jacob Waters, though. I mean, he goes four innings and had only given up two runs on back-to-back doubles, obviously getting later in the pitch count, trying to extend him through five and through six, and to this point, he's given up those four runs, and hopefully Lardner can get him out of the jam, but he was able to locate early. The breaking ball, he played off well with his fastball, and I think there's good things to take away from that Waters start.
I mean, fastball at last check, topping out at 97 miles an hour. You mentioned the hooks. Right now for Jay, 5 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 4 walks, 4 runs, 4 strikeouts, 87 pitches, 49 strikes. And now here's the key, is Mack Lardner stranding these runners.
And I like, Jesse, that all of his walks came in his last two outings. You don't want to walk, but you can tell he's getting tired by then. But that shows he had good command outside of an HBP in the third through the first four innings of this outing.
Here's Mack Lardner. Lardner, the native of Templeton, California. Coming in here, making his eighth appearance of the season. 2/3 innings worked. 8 walks, one of them intentional. 9 strikeouts, .333 average. And now those stats are largely skewed by a rough start to the year. His first two outings were really difficult. And then after that, he has been much better. His family just arrived, Adam. I mean, just.
Perfect timing and a big spot for him. As mentioned, this is kind of that opportunity for the captains to break open and kind of take the grasps on this game. They already get a run in, so can Mac Lardner keep this a three-run game and keep the line what it is for Jacob Waters?
I see his younger brother, Robbie. I see his mom sitting to the left of the Lugnuts dugout. Wonder where his dad is. Lardner kicks, deals. Strike called to start up Christian Cairo, the number 9 hitter in the Lake County order and the only right-handed batter they have. And he takes on the lefty reliever.
Is it pacing time for dad?
Maybe. The pitch, swing and a miss. Well, Lardner's best stuff is his off-speed. Nothing into the count. And next door, I see Chris Snyder, PA announcer here. I see the control room. They're ready. Buddy's Pizza. Two Buddy's Pizza slices have shown up on the video board. They are looking for slice number 3. Christian Cairo, a hit by pitch at a single. 4-1 captains. Lardner's 0-2. There's slice number 3. The strikeout of Cairo. Rodriguez picked it up. All he's got to do is step on home. He does so. And Lardner and the Lugnuts are out of the 6th. Plus, somebody's pizza is going to go around. Let's go to the bottom of the 6th inning. Lake County adds another run to its lead. 2 hits, couple of walks, 3 left. They could have had more. 4-1 captains through 5.5.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Matt Lardner extricated the Lugnuts from a bases-loaded jam in the top half of the 6th inning. Now to the home half, Lake County 4, Lansing 1. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, Adam Jaxa there. Ryan Shore right behind us. Saeed Valenzuela, Max Muncy, Daniel Susak, 2-3-4 in the order. Lefty Will Dion, deals. And Saeed Valenzuela, the switch hitter batting right, takes strike 1 called on the outside corner. First time that he's facing Dion, everybody else has already seen the southpaw. 0-1, high. And so far, through the first 8 batters, they have 2 hits, and they came in a row. Jack Winkler, a single. Danny Bautista Jr., an RBI double, starting off the 5th. Valenzuela takes, strike 2 called. Outer edge, on the curve. Couple of strikeouts for Dion, couple of groundouts, couple of flyouts. 1-2. Oh, a swing and a miss at a ball that was up around the brim of his batting helmet. Dion records his 3rd strikeout, 1 up and 1 away at the bottom of the 6th. That is when you know that a pitcher has a batter flummoxed.
Yeah, you don't see Saeed Valenzuela chase much out of the zone, especially with the great month he's having in May. So got out of his approach a little bit there and a nice pitch from Dion.
Max Muncy struck out his first time against Dion on a fastball. He takes outside, 0-1. Checking out the out-of-town scoreboard Midwest League, Adam. We've got some drama at Dow Diamond. Ball one offering, high. 2 balls, no strikes on Max Muncy. We've been keeping an eye on that Great Lakes West Michigan series. West Michigan won the first game on Tuesday, and that tied them for first place atop the East with the Loons. On the 2-0, the breaking ball. Hits the inside corner, strike call to Max. And then Great Lakes struck back at one Wednesday. And then wiped them out yesterday. And that led us into today, when the Whitecaps brought a 2-0 lead to the bottom of the ninth from Midland. Garrett Burhan, terrific, 5 scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts. Dion throws. Muncy takes. High, ball 3. So, okay, Blake Holland through the 6th and the 7th, Chavez Fernander through the 8th, Trevin Michael got the ball for the bottom of the 9th inning, protecting a 2-0 lead. And how did that go for him? 3-1, Muncy a check swing, pitches away, bat flip that walk. Muncy is on.
I'm going to say not as well as he would have liked.
No, not well. I think you summed it up fairly well. He walked Damon Keith, and after a Griffin Lockwood Powell flyout, he walked Chris Aline, and then Ismael Alcantara went yard.
Ding dong.
3-run walk-off. Loons 3, Whitecaps 2. Loons have won 3 in a row, and the lead is now 3 games atop the East. Daniel Susak, Max Muncy's picked off. First base on Quintin runs him toward second. Delivers to Brito, back toward first. Poor throw. It's the catcher scrambling. Blanchard's throw down to second base. Skips right past everybody. And Max Muncy dashes for third. The left fielder Green finally settles it down. What a mess for the Captains.
Ahoy. I guess Max knew something that we didn't.
Well, it started with a poor throw back toward first from the second baseman, Brito. The pitcher, Dion, and the catcher, San Quintin, were both in the neighborhood. It was San Quintin just smothering it, so Max went tearing for second. San Quintin's throw not only skipped past second, it just kept on going. And Max Muncy lands at third when, by all rights, he should have been the second out of this frame. And now the pitch to Susak. Breaks in there. Strike called.
I think that, that might take him a little while to score.
I think it's an error. That didn't take me long, did it? The big right-handed slugger waits. Dion deals. A ground ball right back to Dion. Muncy caught off of third base. And now Cairo pump fakes, tags him out in between third and home. There's the second out. And Susak on at first, fielder's choice. Well, you know,
tough to do the Houdini act twice, you know?
Junior Paris is coming up next. Catcher Blanchard out for a visit. Elsewhere around the Midwest League, Quad Cities is leading at Wisconsin 4-0 in the bottom of the 4th inning. They're on the top of the 5th at Beloit. The Sky Carp are getting one hit at home, and they're trailing South Bend 12-0. Cubs have largely taken them to the woodshed at ABC Supply Stadium. Cedar Rapids leads Peoria 8-1. They're in the top of the 6th from Cedar Rapids. And Dayton and Fort Wayne, no score, and they're going to the bottom of the 8th from Dare Ballpark. The pitch to Junior Perez. Well, Dion finds the zone to start him. Strike call. By the way, Adam, Dayton did strike back and win yesterday. Their first win of that series. Dion's offering. That's off the outside corner. One ball, one strike on Perez, who is 0-for-2. A strikeout looking and a ground out to third. Lake County leading 4-1. And Will Dion looking to put a wraps on this bottom of the 6th. Let's it fly. Perez swings and misses. Strike 2.
I feel like we're due for a Perez bomb with how frequently he's been hitting them here the last couple of weeks.
This year, Will Dion has allowed one home run. And the 1-2 from the lefty. Now the way, over the netting right side. Back off the sweets. It was Junior Perez last week doing to West Michigan what Ismael Alcantara did to them earlier today, taking them yard. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with the hook. And that ends the sixth inning. Strikeouts bookending things for Dion, who is now whiffed four. He's Dran Susak at first base. There were adventures on the base paths, but nobody scored. We're going to the seventh. Adam Jackson returns with the call. Lansing trailing 4-1 to Lake County.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lights turned on as we do battle just after 9 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone. And so far, the Captains have the edge up 4-1 on the Lansing Lugnuts. Mac Lardner back out for his first full inning of work after he got the final out of the sixth with the bases loaded. Back to the top of the order for the first time. Juan Brito steps in. First pitch to the righty. Swing and a miss. Dropped right off. Strike one. Brito tonight 0-2, but did have the sacrifice fly to center. Bring in one of the four runs, his 11th RBI. The pitch, bottom of the zone, outside part of the plate. Strike two. Brito, 5'11", 160-pound, 21-year-old. Rests the bat on his back shoulder. The pitch. And one hops in front of the plate. 1-2. The Captains have scored in the last three half innings. After they were blanked by Jacob Waters in the first three, they got two in the fourth, one in the fifth, one in the sixth. Lansing got their lone run in the fifth. The pitch popped up first base side, foul territory though. And that heads back into the stands. Valiant effort, but the baseball is loose. And now it's been secured. Looks like a baseball team down there that was fighting for that loose ball, so you know they're going to go for that pop-up attempt.
Yes, they've been winning all game.
The 1-2 pitch. And that's cued foul, first base side. Now, Jesse, there's a little more pressure on a baseball team to catch the foul ball. They did not.
I mean, I was a coach for a dream team that came out to a Bowie Bay Sox game. If there was a foul ball hit to our section, I, as the coach, was curious who's going to make that catch.
Mm-hmm.
Step up.
1-2. Bounce foul over towards the captain dugout. I mean, playing time on the line, right? You make that catch.
That's right.
Top of mind.
Who can I count on?
If he can make the catch with no glove, he can make the catch with a glove.
Just make a play. Although if a baseball team comes here, you bring your glove.
1-2. That's down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Let's check
in. The younger the kids, the more likely everybody's got a glove.
Jesse, I don't see one glove down there in that group, but I agree with you. How are there not any baseball gloves? They all have their caps on. Looks like OC in white. Great looking caps, and it fits right in with the A's theme and the green chairback theme as well here at Jackson Field. Yeah, I don't see any gloves down there for the guys. They did come up with the baseball.
Black Eyed Peas is saying, "Where is the love?" You are singing.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Brito.
That changeup is just so wicked from Lardner.
Yeah, it looked great on pitch two against Cairo. It's the strikeout pitch here for Brito. And he's got back-to-back Ks to start his outing, taking over for Jacob Waters, whose final line is 5 2/3 pitched, 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. Here's Yordis Valdez. Bouncer off the plate over Lardner towards second. Valenzuela times it, throws on the run, stretching at first. Winkler up the line, he's got it. Another ground out to Saheed Valenzuela, 2 away in the top of the 7th.
Was that our first true Lansing chop of the night?
Yeah, after we had like 15 last night. And, oh, it was fun to see Mac Lardner think he had a shot at that one. Way over his head there. 4-1 captains, top 7, on what has turned into a pleasant evening here in Lansing. The pitch, swing and a miss, and not close there. Jake Fox, who's had a brilliant night at the plate, 2 for 3, but he's hit the ball hard in all 3. First at bat, he lined it right back to Waters on the hill. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, misses badly again.
Deja vu.
Come right back to it again on pitch 3. This is the first at-bat he's had that's gone longer than 2 pitches tonight. Waits from the left side. The 0-2. Swing, and he lines this out to center field. Base hit. He just got enough of it off the end of his bat and poked it in for his 3rd hit tonight.
He's having a really nice game. Stayed right on that breaking ball the whole way.
His dad has to be proud tonight, his former high school coach, as he won a state championship at Lakeland Christian. His dad made it all the way up to AA in his playing career. And now his son, Jake Fox, 3 for 4 tonight. The pitch. That's down low, ball 1.
Got the feeling Jake Fox is going to make it to AA and beyond.
I think so too, beyond the key there. He has been really fun to watch. This guy's been good too, Joe Lampe. 0 for 2 tonight with a walk. Second pitch on the outside corner, strike 1. Captains 4, Lugnuts 1. 6 hits, 1 error for Lake County. 3 hits, no errors for Lansing. Game 5 of 7, the swing game, if you will. The pitch, there goes Fox. It's a breaking ball, throw down from Rodriguez, and the ball is dropped by Munksy, and it gets into shallow center field. Fox thought about going to second, but Valenzuela was able to get to it in time. It is a stolen base, though, for Jake Fox, just to add to his incredible evening. An RBI double and a run scored in the 4th, a single and a run scored in the 6th, and now a single and a stolen base for Fox here in the 7th. His 2nd steal on his 2nd attempt this season. 1-1. Swing and a miss. That's a 2-1, rather, and we're even 2-2. Well, for the Nuts, you can't afford to give up any more. Already trailing by 3 runs with 3 at-bats left to go. Lampe trying to deliver. 14 RBI this year. The pitch. Beautiful. In there, strike 3 as it broke across the plate. And there's the 3rd strikeout for Mac Lardner. Filth. And we are off to stretch it out in the bottom of the 7th. 4-1, captain's lead.
Yeah.
All right, we're off to the bottom of the seventh. It's 4-1 as they sing the YMCA at Jackson Field and hoping for a comeback here from the Lugnuts. Jack Winkler, Danny Bautista, and CJ Rodriguez to face Will Dion, who has been excellent. Here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss from Winkler. Strike one. Winkler tonight, 2-for-2. Two singles, a run scored, and a stolen base. The pitch home. Up high. One ball, one strike. Will Dion came on in the fourth to relieve Ethan Hankins. And Dion has had four strikeouts, given up two hits, one run, and a walk. That's been it. Next pitch. Up high, two balls and a strike. We're going to answer some trivia for you here in this seventh inning.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, if you want.
I would love it.
A 2-1 pitch. This is on the ground towards second. To his left, that eats up Brito and goes into right field. It rolled right up his left arm and caromed out to his teammate, Joe Lampe. He was shaded over towards second, so it was a long run across the fringe. And they're going to go base hit, so a three-hit night for Winkler.
Really solid game offensively for Jack. I've enjoyed his approach.
Yeah, not trying to do too much there, Jesse. He sees the gap in the right side of the infield and hits it that way, and it works out.
There's been firm contact, hasn't been trying to do too much.
Does that start the rally here? First pitch, Danny Bautista outside, ball one. And we talked about it with Winkler, Jesse. He's been sitting up in that 2-3 hole. They move him down to the sixth spot tonight. And Winkler has paid off Craig Conklin's move. This guy's been good. RBI double for Bautista. Brought in Winkler. Pitch. Breaking ball just off the plate. 2-0.
Go back to Danny's first at-bat, too. Remember, he crushed it out to right field. That Lampe had to haul in near the right at the track. So two great plate appearances for Bautista Jr. And three fine ones for Winkler. These have been the two best hitters today for Lansing.
In the 6 and 7 spots. Throw back to first. Yeah, Bautista has been finding the gaps. That one was caught in right center, and the one that wasn't caught rolled all the way to the wall in left center. Lugnuts looking to get back into this one, trailing 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh. The 2-0. Big home run hack from Bautista, looking for his first of the season. It's a swing and a miss, strike one. Bautista from the right side winds that bat in front of him, wearing 29. 6'2", 205-pounder weights. The pitch. Shot over the first baseman, down the line fair as it caroms off the wall. Winkler is around second. He's coming to third. Conklin is thinking, and he is going to hold him up as Lampe gets it in. A second double tonight by Danny Bautista as he sizzled a third pitch in play.
We've been seeing him collecting base hits. He just had two singles yesterday. But here, Adam, these are doubles. And these are barrels, and he's spraying them all over the field. So as we said, who have been the best hitters today for Lansing? It's Winkler, it's Danny Bautista Jr., and it's looking great.
And now it brings the tying run to the plate. Does C.J. Rodriguez have something special? Second and third, nobody out, 4-1 captains. The pitch. High arcing hook in there, strike one. A beauty from Will Dion. Nobody warming in the pen for the captain, so this is Dion's half inning. Two base hits, Winkler a single, Bautista a double. The pitch, shot back off the netting, and Rodriguez quickly behind 0-2. He popped out to second baseman Juan Brito and grounded out to shortstop Yordis Valdez in his first two plate appearances. Rodriguez batting .224, he's driven in five, does not have a home run this season. Dion throws, fouled back off the net again.
This is big time protect mode. Will Dion wants the strikeout, and if you're Rodriguez and the Lugnuts, at the very least, you want to bring in Winkler from third.
And the Lugnuts, Jesse, have struggled in these situations where they've been able to get a run perhaps in a bases loaded sitch, nobody out, or second and third, nobody out, but not that big inning. 0-2, swing and a miss. He does get the strikeout. Ball kicks away from Planchard to third base. He picks it up, throws to first. And there it is. The strikeout comes to Rodriguez on a filthy breaking ball in on the hands. Fifth K for Dion. So So now it's Aribel Angeles as the Go Nuts chant has started at Jackson Field. Angeles hit the ball hard to third in his first at bat. Christian Cairo made a sliding stop and threw him out, and then he flied out to right in his second. The pitch swatted out to right. Backing up is Lampy. This should score the run. Over towards the line, times it up, makes the catch. Incoming to tag is Winkler. The throw goes towards third, and the sack fly is good for Aribel Angeles. 4-2 the score. Bautista advances to third. So that gets the job done. Now this is the next one. Can the Nuts find a way to get this second run home? These are the parts where they've struggled. Bases loaded or two on, nobody out, and they only are able to produce a run. Can they get a two-out hit from Johnny Butler, 0-3 tonight? The pitch, no, time called. Dangerous there from Guillermo Rodriguez. A fastball piping in, and it's a pitch. It's a pitch clock violation. Jesse's rapidly hitting his left wrist for
me. I'm signaling with Guillermo Rodriguez. You've got the umpire on the field, and you've got me too.
All the help you can need. And there's the breaking ball in there, strike one. I've got one headset over the ear, one off the ear, so all I hear is this ticking on the right side of me.
Well, I don't have a watch to tap on.
Oh, I love it. The 1-1. There's the fastball in there, strike two. So he seems unbothered by the pitch clock violation. Now 1-2 on Butler. Strikeout, ground out, fly out. Long hold here, the pitch. Kicked back, and it remains 1-2. Do we have time to squeeze in trivia here?
Sure.
All right, so the question was, which former Lugnut has caught the lone no-hitter for a former Lansing Lugnut in the major leagues?
September 1st, 2019, Justin Verlander's no-hitter caught by Robinson Chirinos, the former Lugnut infielder.
I love it. Great question tonight. 1-2, skips off the dirt. Great stop by Victor Planchard. And it is 2 balls, 2 strikes. Any responses? Any correct answers tonight?
Not that I saw. No correct answers sent in.
That means it was a good question.
And hopefully we get some more Lugnuts catching no-hitters in the major leagues. There are Lugnuts catchers out there doing work. There's Danny Jensen, Alejandro Kirk, and Gabby Miranda.
Shoot, man. Why don't we get some catchers catching no-hitters here in Lansing? That'll work, too. 2-2 pitch. Butler swings out to left field, tailing foul over towards the Pepsi porch. And Lance just short of it.
It's funny you say that because the last catcher to catch a no-hitter in Lansing was...
Cooper Ewell?
Hanson Lopez.
Hanson, I was close.
Hanson Lopez just rejoined the Lugnuts. He caught the no-hitter last year at South Bend.
That's right. All right, 2-2 pitch. Checked it, called strike three. And the Nuts are only able to get one. Second strikeout tonight for Butler. Sixth strikeout for Dion as he leaves Bautista stranded at third. Two hits, though, for the Nuts and a run scored. They're a run closer. 4-2 captains. We're off to the eighth at Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
And that was Brad Tunney. He called a walk-off winner tonight up in Midland at Dow Diamond as the Loons defeated the Whitecaps 3-2. Here in Lansing, it is the Captains 4 and the Lugnuts 2 as Mac Lardner will come back out for an eighth inning. Do the Lugnuts have any late fireworks tonight? On what has turned into a really nice evening. It rained almost all day here in Lansing, but then the rain subsided about an hour before first pitch. We delayed our start just after 7:30 and rolling along since. Lardner's first pitch, and that is in there, strike one to junior San Quintin. 0 for 3 tonight for San Quintin. First time facing Lardner, though. Two ground outs and a strikeout. The lefty kicks and throws. Breaking ball in there beautifully. No balls, two strikes. Lardner now 22 pitches, 18 strikes. How about that for accuracy? Black Sox pulled up for Lardner. Throws. Swing and a miss. He got San Quintin chasing. Four strikeouts for Lardner with the family looking on. He is pitching so well tonight. So now it's Jorge Burgos. 1 for 3 tonight. Ground out, fly out, and a base hit in the sixth. 4-2 Captains, top eight. Lefty on lefty, Lardner set from the belt, throws. Breaking ball drops in perfectly again. Boy, he is looking really good with all of his pitches tonight.
I would say this is as good as he has looked all year.
100%. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all good. The 0-1. Swinging a bouncer, and look out there. What's the dugout? 0-2.
I mean, even the contact, he's busting bats.
And because of that, Burgos tossing his bat. He'll go get the exact same bat, two-tone, black on the handle side, and then tan on the barrel side. Nice to have backups. And he'll step back into the box from the left side. Number 33, Jorge Burgos, DH tonight. The pitch home. Twisting a little bit wide, one ball, two strikes.
When the bats look identical, you can't be too sad when one breaks, right?
That's right.
It's not like you go, ah, the black bat.
There it goes, last time it'll ever get used. 1-2, swing and a miss. That one chased, and that is strike three. 5 Ks for Lardner, and he is rolling along. How about this for Mac Lardner tonight? Trying to get through this eighth inning and keep this a 4-2 game. So with two outs, that brings up Isaiah Green. Lefty on lefty, and the pitch home. That's in there, strike one. For Lardner, the most strikeouts he's had in an outing all year. Does he have another one? The pitch. Hopping foul. First base side, 0-2. Before this, he had had two strikeouts against Quad Cities, back-to-back performances on the 25th and 28th of April. Other than that, though, he's only had one strikeout in the rest of his outings. Swing and a miss. He's got six tonight, and he strikes out the side in the eighth. Lardner, loving life. And we will roll to the bottom of the eighth. It's 4-2 Captains here at Jackson Field.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
What a performance tonight by Mac Lardner, but it's the amazing Tyler that's stealing the show, balancing a ladder on his face in the middle of the eighth inning. And the crowd loves it. He's gone ironboard, he's gone bicycle, he's gone wheelbarrow. He's gone everything tonight, up into the stands with anything you can think of. That guy's got it taken care of. And we talked to him pregame the fourth time coming to Lansing. He is booked throughout the minor league season. Great to have him back, and the fans have enjoyed him tonight. Now potentially hoping for a Lugnuts comeback. 4-2, they trail bottom eight. And still in the game is Will Dion as he faces Saheed Valenzuela. First pitch on its way. Breaking ball hit hard, third base side on a hop, but foul. Craig Conklin. Conklin wasn't even all the way out to the third base coach's box, but found himself backing up, and he's sharing a laugh with Christian Cairo. Cock is still talking with him down there, saying, thanks for helping me out. Slowed down the path of that baseball. The 0-1 pitch. Lined out to center field. Hanging up, though, and falling quickly. It's a base hit for Saheed Valenzuela. So his first time in the two-hole. And he's got his first hit tonight in plate appearance number 4. And the tying run now comes to the plate in the 8th.
The relief work of Mac Lardner has helped the Lugnuts offense hang around in this game.
It was the same thing we saw from Jake Garland last night as the starter, Jesse. Gave them some momentum with how he pitched through 7 innings. And they scored early runs. Here's Max Muncy. Pitches up high outside. Ball 1. Arm warming in the pen down there. It's Lenny Torres Jr., the righty, that's getting warm. Poughkeepsie, New York native. Next set to potentially come in for the captains. Throw back to first. And Saheed Valenzuela over there. How did that throw over to first have a lot of velocity behind it? Just whooshed.
Pop the mitt.
Oh, the 1-0. Here it comes. Swing and a miss from Muncy. Boy, it sounded like a pitch there. That's a good breaking ball from Will Dion, who has carried this game through the fourth. He's given up just the 2 runs, 1 in the 5th, 1 in the 7th, but a big swing could tie the game here in the 8th. Muncy has 2 earlier this week. Dion throws. Swing and a miss. Oh, you can tell Max wants one. Couple of big swings. And now, here comes that restructured two-strike approach from Muncy. Leaves the bat in front of him, brings it behind his head. And another throw back to first. The Lugnuts also have a man warming down in the pen. It looks like it's the lefty, Kumar Nambiar, that's throwing balls and strikes. And there's also double barrel action. Another one down there, Brock Whittlesey. The pitch, swing and a miss. Muncy is down. That's his second strikeout tonight, mixed in between a couple of walks. And there's one away in the 8th. 7 strikeouts for Dion. He's going toe-to-toe with Mac Lardner here, who's got 6 strikeouts and 2 1/3 innings pitched.
He has to. He has to execute, because if he makes a mistake to any of the batters here this inning, this game is going to be tied.
Have not had a home run tonight. The pitch. Susak takes it on the outside corner. Oh, it seems like Daniel Susak is due. It was a couple of Sundays ago that he delivered his last home run. Came against the Dragons. His 3rd this year. 19 driven in for big Susak. Twisted out to right field. This falling foul into the Lugnuts bullpen. Tyler Baum will head out and track it. No balls, 2 strikes. From Will Dion to Daniel Susak, who's 0-for-3 tonight. Ground out, strikeout, and a fielder's choice in the 6th. Lugnuts just 6 hits. They produced 2 runs. Captains also with 6 hits. They've scored 4. No errors tonight for the Nuts either. 1 for Lake County. The pitch. Outside. 1-2. Well, as Jesse said, the home runs, you got to be careful going through this part. Muncy, Susak, Perez make up the bulk of their home runs. Perez waits on deck. Susak at the plate. Muncy just struck out. Dion looks over at first. Back and forth. 1-2. Lifted out to right field. Tailing away from Lampe, but on the run, he makes the catch in the corner in front of the right field wall for the second out. A good swing from Susak to try and take it the other way, but just enough on it loft-wise for Lampe to track it down.
It helped that Joe Lampe was playing him that way.
Mm-hmm. If he's in his normal position, that's a double, and don't question the fact that Susak would have tried to make it a triple. You can guarantee it. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one, two. Junior Perez. Spotlight hitter tonight, and a big opportunity to deliver here. Two strikeouts and a ground out. Does he have a big swing left in him? The 0-1. Hard hit on the ground, through for a base hit. So it's not up in the air, but well struck to the left side of the diamond and keeps this half inning alive. So they're at first and second for Jack Winkler, the man with three hits tonight. It's really been the story this year for the Nuts. They've squandered a lot of opportunities to strike with two outs and a frame. We talked about it with the bases loaded or runners at second and third, or in this case, first and second. Can Winkler deliver and try for a four-hit night? Valenzuela at second, Perez at first. 4-2 captains, bottom eight. First pitch, too tall. Ball one.
Adam, you mentioned Lenny Torres warming up in the bullpen for Lake County. There's got to be a batter that they've got in mind to use him this frame if it gets there. But clearly it wasn't Winkler.
Wonder if it's Danny Bautista who's hit well. Righty on righty matchup. 1-0 pitch. Fought back off the screen. 1-1. Jesse, trivia time for you. One Lansing Lugnut with a four-hit game this year.
Caden Trenkel.
Ding, ding, ding. This man cannot be stumped. A wizard.
That's not true.
It is. The 1-1 pitch. Hard hit on the ground over towards short to his left. Valdez flips to second in time. And that will do it as the Lugnuts get two on. Good swing from Winkler, but doesn't quite squirt through. And we're through eight with one to go. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with the call when we return. Captains 4, Lugnuts 2.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And in the ninth, and the Lugnuts stick with Mack Lardner. Lake County is up 4-2. Last chance for the captains to add some insurance before the bottom of the ninth, when the Lugnuts will have their 7-8-9 batters and Bautista Jr., Rodriguez, and Anales coming up trying to do something about the deficit. First, though, switch hitting Victor Planchard takes a called strike from Lardner. Mac has been marvelous. Planchart, Cairo, Brito, 8-9-1 batters in the Lake County lineup. Lardner deals. Bounced it in. One ball and one strike. So now for Lardner, 32 pitches. 26 of them have been strikes. He has gone 2 1/3 scoreless innings. He has allowed only one base runner, a single by Jake Fox, in the seventh. He has whiffed 6. The break even. High fly ball out to left. In comes Bautista Jr., but it's the shortstop Muncy who wants it and grabs it. Out number one. Lake County has just looked uncomfortable against Mac. Nathaniel Stoltz pointing out via Twitter just how often Mac has used all of his secondary stuff and used it well. So few fastballs, so much off speed. That's likely the last pitch that he throws. Manager Craig Conklin signals to the pen. And we are going to see the move made to the bearded one, Brock Whittlesey, here in the top of the ninth. 2 2/3 scoreless innings. And Mac's mother stands and applauds him beside the Lugnuts dugout. And their fans joining her in that applause, well deserved by the native Californian. Oh, did he give the Lugnuts an effort today? And they greet him all at the first baseside dugout, even before he can enter. There are the high fives and the fist bumps.
It's amazing what a trip from your family can do, and he put on a show for them and everybody at the ballpark tonight.
I mean, Adam, I saw it just the other day. Suddenly I look back, there's your nephew, there's your niece, there's your sister, there's your mom. You've never broadcasted better. Now, today Adam's family is not here, so our apologies.
The Adams family. Maybe next time. I'll be better. Sorry, you know?
Oh, it was just so great. Adam holding his nephew. His nephew having the time of his life.
I took a page out of the Jesse and Alon playbook.
There's Brock Whittlesey. We are now at a stage for me where Alon now talks the whole time. And Christy feels awkward because... is he, should he be talking? Should he be quiet? You and I, like, it's just such a delight. Just on the whole subject of family coming to see us here, there's so many workplaces that family members cannot visit. But here, if, let's say, you're the batter coming up there, Christian Cairo, you're the pitcher, Brock Whittlesey, your family can have a front row seat and watch you. If you're the broadcaster, like Adam Jackson, your nephew can sit on your lap and listen to you call a whale of a game. It's special, man.
Very cool.
Christian Cairo is the batter. Brock Whittlesey on the mound. Righty, righty. One out, nobody on. Top of the ninth. First pitch. Cairo swings and bounces it foul. And it was dug out, and then right back out again. Third base way.
I think the cool part, Jesse, and you experience this being a dad, is when they get old enough to appreciate the game. They enjoy watching the game, and that's fun to see.
We're not there yet. 0-1. Down low. Alon will watch some of the game and then decide, okay, now it's my turn to play.
Or, where's the big purple dinosaur at, Dad?
Okay, I've got breaking news for you. Uh-oh. It's going to knock your socks off. 1-1, down it in. Big Lug is not a dinosaur. Speaking with some inside sources earlier today.
Wow.
Big Lug is a river dragon.
Wow.
Found this out earlier today. And from sources that I would describe to you as highly trusted people in the know. The pitch. A ground ball hit toward short, vacuumed by Muncy. The throw to first. Cairo's at number two.
I'm sorry, you said red dragon?
River dragon.
River dragon.
No, he's purple. That's, I'm not going to go that far.
Okay, I'm glad that makes
still
more sense.
Still purple. So when Lansing was trying to figure out the nickname for the team, Lansing River Dragons was one of the runners-up. We could have been the River Dragons instead of the Lugnuts. Top of the order, Bob Brito takes ball one outside. Well, instead of River... and at the bottom of the ninth inning, on this Big B Coffee Grand Slam School Night, Tyler's amazing balancing act. Laugh-cue fireworks following the game. But the game itself is coming to a conclusion. And this bottom of the ninth sees the Lake County Captains bring a 4-2 lead against the Lugnuts 7-8-9 batters, Batista Jr., Rodriguez, and Anales. And out there on the mound, Lake County has called upon the right-hander, Lenny Torres. Lenny Torres Jr., 6'1", 190 pounds, 22 years of age. Deals to Danny Batista Jr. Down and in, ball one.
Jesse, three save opportunities, three saves. ERA under 1.5 for Mr. Torres. And opponents batting 186 against him.
That's good.
Yeah.
Fires. That's right in there. Strike called on the heater. Then he was drafted 41st overall in 2018. A 1-1 break even. Batista Jr. swings, chops towards short. In comes Valdez. He accepts, he plants, he fires to first in time. One away. So earlier today, we saw the 35th overall pick and the 2018 draft, Ethan Hankins. Both Hankins and Torres taken out of high school. Both of them, it's been a long road. Here they are in high A. Hankins fired three innings. Scoreless baseball, one hit, one walk, three strikeouts. C.J. Rodriguez chops toward short. Valdez to his left to glove. The thud of first gives out number two to Torres. And then Will Dion out of the pen fired the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth. Five innings, two runs allowed. Dion struck out seven. Lenny Torres is one out away from locking down a 4-2 captain's win. Righty, righty, Aribiel Anjeles taking ball one inside. Because of the state of the game, the tying run is in the on-deck circle. The kick, the deal. A ground ball punched fair up the first base side, eluding Santitin down the right field line for a base hit. It's fed back in by Lampe. Aribiel Anjeles has a two-out single. And now Johnny Butler is going to come up as the potential game-tying run.
Anjeles, a guy that likes to attack early, just takes it the other way there. A second plate appearance, put it in play in one pitch, same as the third. Two pitches here in the fourth at bat. Now, as you said, Jesse, a chance to bring up the tying run.
Johnny Butler homered yesterday. With that, lefty Kumar Nambiar back up and warming in the Lugnuts' pen. Lake County one out away from the win. Pitch, Butler takes, strike called. The heater. A left-handed hitting leadoff man in the Lugnuts' attack. 0-4, two strikeouts, ground out, fly out to center. Torres brings it. High and away, a ball and a strike.
Would you call that a fire-breathing heater or just a heater?
A heater. Are you talking about the river dragon?
Yeah.
Do you think a river dragon would breathe water?
No.
Well, why not?
Just gotta breathe fire.
The break even, outside. Why wouldn't a river dragon breathe water?
What kind of killer instinct is breathing water? That's no good.
I'm sorry. Water can be powerful. Water is a very powerful force, I will have you know. There's a kid's book that I read to my three-year-old, The Adventures of Foy Rin Jin, the world's first fire engine, the water-breathing dragon. Line drive, right field, Joe Lampe over to his right. He's there backing up to retrieve it. And this ball game is over. Lenny Torres Jr. poured water on the Lugnuts fire for the bottom of the ninth. And Lake County has won 3 out of 5 in the series with 2 more games to go. Tomorrow night, 7.05 p.m., it's going to be Military Appreciation Night, and they will dedicate a POW MIA seat of honor before the game. The Lugnuts will wear special Armed Forces uniforms, and then those uniforms will be auctioned off to benefit the Coast Guard Foundation. Join us tomorrow, 7.05 p.m. Gates open up at 6 p.m. go to LansingLugnuts.com. Final totals for this one coming up next. Lugnuts postgame on its way. Captains win it 4-2.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Welcome into postgame. Lake County wins this one tonight, doubling up the Lugnuts 4-2. All the runs for Lake County came in the middle innings, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th. For the Lugnuts, 1 run in the 5th inning and 1 in the 7th. But the Lugnuts, by and large, quieted by the pitching trio of Ethan Hankins, Will Dion, and Lenny Torres Jr. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, back and joined by Adam Jaxa. And Adam, although I would say for Lake County, the offense did enough, the story really was their pitching.
Yeah, it was. And they pitched it pretty well last night outside of the first few innings of the game. Kept it close. It was a 5-2 win last night for the Nuts. But tonight, they got the good pitching effort after Lansing had the great start last night. Started with Hankins, a guy that's just coming back from Tommy John surgery in 2021. 3 innings of shutout baseball with 3 strikeouts. But Will Dion was the story. I mean, he went 5 innings, gave up just 2 runs, and struck out 7, and then Lenny Torres nailed down his 4th save of the year. And give credit for the Nuts. They put guys on base, had opportunities, but in the end, they left 9 guys stranded and just couldn't get the job done against the Captains.
And the losing cause for the Lugnuts, how about the relief work of Mac Lardner?
Oh, phenomenal. That's the best story you take out of tonight. I mean, Mac, 2 2/3, 1-hit baseball, no runs, 6 strikeouts. Which is well and beyond his most in an outing this year. It was 2 previous, but every pitch was working, good change, good breaking ball, kept the hitters off balance, and just pounded the strike zone.
A couple of hitting performances I want to point out. Jake Fox for Lake County was 3 for 4, 2 singles, a steal, an RBI, a double. He scored 2 of their 4 runs. And for the Lugnuts on the other side, Danny Bautista Jr., a couple of doubles, and a 3-hit game for Jack Winkler.
Yeah, there were great performances from both sides here. But again, Lake County capitalized on their opportunity. I mean, you look up at the scoreboard, Lansing out-hit Lake County 8-7, and they had a lot on the base paths tonight, but just couldn't find a way to break through against Hankins, Dion, and then even in that 9th, runner on, tying run coming to the plate, and couldn't get it done against Torres, which has kind of been the MO of this offense this year. They've gotten guys on, they've been able to score a run or two, but have struggled to have kind of that breakout half inning, and it was great pitching that quieted that opportunity again tonight.
Daniel Susak's 18-game on base streak comes to an end. He goes 0-4. Lugnuts fall to 17-20. Lake County improves to 20-17. Tomorrow night, the starting pitching matchup looks great. Tommy Mace, the big right-hander from Florida, he gets the ball for the Captains. And for the Lugnuts on the other side, the reigning Midwest League Pitcher of the Week.
Yes, indeed. Blake Beers, he was excellent last week in helping for a shutout victory. Best outing of his professional career, and the Lugnuts are going to need that performance again. Jesse, we'll say it and beat it like a dead horse. The Lugnuts' recipe to win, good starting pitching, early lead, and then lock it down late. Blake Beers has got to start that tomorrow when he takes the hill.
Let's not beat it like a dead horse.
It's not. It's maybe not. Like a river dragon instead.
Sure. With that, for Adam Jaxa and Ryan Shore, who's been here shadowing and enjoying himself. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Matthew Fireworks are about to delight this crowd. We thank you so much for tuning in and keeping us company. Final score again, Lake County 4, Lansing 2. This has been Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Have a terrific rest of your Friday night from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol.